Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. Remember by Avram Goldari, and today we're Masechet Ksubos Daf Tezvav. The end of the first parak, Besula Nisays. The Zichu Masechet Ksubos program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachzachas Torah. So the three daps we're going to focus on, number one, the mission on the bottom of Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis stated, Rabbi Yossi said, there was an incident involving a young girl who went to draw water from a spring and was violated by an unknown man. Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri said, Im rov anshei ha'ir masino kohuna, arizot tinasi l'kohuna. If rov of the townspeople are fit to have their daughters and widows marry into the kohuna, then this girl may be married into the kohuna. Rav Nachman told Rav that this is what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav. This Mishnah follows the view of Rabbi Yeshua, and he rules leniently for the following reason. Bekron shel Tzipor hayamaisa. This incident in the Mishnah occurred among the wagons of Tzipori. Rashi explains that it took place during the market day when caravans come from outside the city. Therefore, there are trei rubei, two majorities. Since the majority of the men in the city and the majority of the visitors have good yichus, she remains permitted to the kohuna. Rabbi Yeshua rules that the woman is possible when there's only one simple majority. But when there are two majorities, he rules that she's fit to marry a Kohen. The Gemara concludes that Amala Asim B'Yuchsim, the rabbi set a high standard in Yichus cases regarding a Kohen, and in a case of a suffix, whether someone is fit for the Kohuna, two majorities are required. Point number two, Rabbi Zeris said, Kol Kavul Kamechsal Mechsadami Ben L'Kula Ben L'Chumra. Any suffix relating to something stationed in its place, Kavua, is treated as having the probability of 50-50, whether this leads to a kula or a chumra. The Gemara asks, what is the deraisa source for this ruling? And answers that the pasuk states regarding a murderer, Ba'ar Vlova Kam Alav, and ambushes him and rises up against him. It was on the Beis Midrash, Rabbi Yanai Prat Lazork Evan Lago, that the pasuk is coming to exclude from capital punishment one who throws a stone into a group of people consisting of Jews and Kananim, and he kills a Jew. The Gemara asks, what the case is that requires this teaching. If the group consisted of 9 Kananim and 1 Jew, the person would be exempt since the majority were Kananim. If the group was half Jews and half Kananim, it's a suffix. And the rule is suffix nefashos zahakil. In a suffix capital case, we rule leniently. Rather, the Gemara clarifies that the pasuk is needed in a case where there are 9 Jews in the group and 1 Kanani. The person who threw the rock is not killed because the havelei Kanani kavua. Vokol kavua kamechsal mechsadami. The Kanani is considered kavua, stationed in place. And any suffix relating to something kavua is treated as having a probability of 50-50. And point number 3, the Gemara brings a mission to Makshim that stated, Matzabat tinok mushlach. If one found an abandoned child in a city, if rov of the residents are Nachrim, he's a Nachri. If rov of the residents are Jews, he's a Jew. Mechsal mechsa Yisrael. If half the residents are Jews and half are Nachrim, he's treated as a Jew. Rapapav said that when the Mishnah say that if the majority of the residents are Nachrim, he's treated as a Nachri, it means that we're permitted to feed him Nevelos. When the Mishnah say that if the majority of the residents are Jews, he's treated as a Jew, it's with regard to Hashavas Aveda, returning his lost property to him. When the Mishnah say that if half the city are Jews and half are Nachrim, he's treated as a Jew, Reish Lakish said it's L'Nezakin, referring to damages. This would be a case where the child's ox gored a Jew's ox. If the ox is a Tam, as a Jew, he pays half, and he can say to the claimants, bring proof that I'm not a Jew, and then I'll pay you the full price. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah on the bottom, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis stated, Rabbi Yossi said there was an incident involving a young girl who went to draw water from a spring and was violated by an unknown man. Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri said, Im rov anshei ha'ir masino kohuna, harzon tinasi l'kohuna. If rov of the townspeople are fit to have their daughters and widows marry into the kohuna, then this girl may be married into the kohuna. Rav Nachman told Rav that this is what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav. This Mishnah follows the view of Rabbi Yeshua, and he rules leniently for the following reason. Bekron shel Tzipor hayamaisa. This incident in the Mishnah occurred among the wagons of Tzipori. Rashi explains that it took place during the market day when caravans come from outside the city. Therefore, there are trei rubei, two majorities. Since the majority of the men in the city and the majority of the visitors have good yichus, she remains permitted to the kohuna. Rabbi Yeshua rules that the woman is possible when there's only one simple majority. But when there are two majorities, he rules that she's fit to marry a Kohen. The Gemara concludes that Amala Asim B'Yuchsim, the rabbi set a high standard in Yichus cases regarding a Kohen, and in a case of a suffix, whether someone is fit for the Kohuna, two majorities are required. Point number 2, Rabbi Zeris said, Kol Kavul Kamechsal Mechsadami Ben L'Kula Ben L'Chumra. Any suffix relating to something stationed in its place, Kavua, is treated as having the probability of 50-50, whether this leads to a Kula or a Chumra. The Gemara asks, what is the deraisa source for this ruling? And answers that the pasuk states regarding a murderer, Ba'ar Vlova Kam Alav, and ambushes him and rises up against him. It was on the Beis Midrash, Rabbi Yanai Prat Lazork Evan Lago, that the pasuk is coming to exclude from capital punishment one who throws a stone into a group of people consisting of Jews and Kananim, and he kills a Jew. The Gemara asks, what the case is that requires this teaching. If the group consisted of 9 Kananim and 1 Jew, the person would be exempt since the majority were Kananim. If the group was half Jews and half Kananim, it says Suffolk. And the rule is Suffolk Nefashos Ahakil. In a Suffolk capital case, we rule leniently. Rather, the Gemara clarifies that the pasuk needed in a case where there are 9 Jews in the group and 1 Kanani. The person who threw the rock is not killed because the Havali Kanani Kavua. Vokol Kavua Kamechsel Maxodami. The Kanani is considered Kavua, stationed in place. And any stuff relating to something Kavua is treated as having a probability of 50-50. And point number 3, the Gemara brings a mission to Makshim that stated, Matzabat Tinok Mushlach. If one found an abandoned child in a city, if Rova the residents are Nachrim, he's a Nachri. If Rova the residents are Jews, he's a Jew. Maxal Maxa Yisrael, if half the residents are Jews and half are Nachrim, he's treated as a Jew. Rapapa said that when the Mishnah said that if the majority of the residents are Nachrim, he's treated as a Nachri, it means that we're permitted to feed him Nevelos. When the Mishnah said that if the majority of the residents are Jews, he's treated as a Jew, it's with regard to Hashavas Aveda, returning his lost property to him. When the Mishnah say that if half the city are Jews and a half are Nachrim, he's treated as a Jew, Reish Lakish said it's Lenazakin, referring to damages. This would be a case where the child's ox gored a Jew's ox. If the ox is a Tam, as a Jew he pays half, and he can say to the claimants, bring proof that I'm not a Jew, and then I'll pay you the full price. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Tezvav, and our standard Siman is a fruit bowl, because Tezvav reminds us of Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat relates to fruit, and we use a fruit bowl to make it a little more distinct. So here goes. It was a dark day when the majority of Jewish caravans carrying fruit bowls rolled into the town with the majority of Jews, for a young girl was violated, and then someone threw a heavy fruit bowl into a group of 9 Jews and 1 Nachri, and killed a Jew. Right next to our little baby was found abandoned inside a fruit bowl. Once again, in slow motion. It was a dark day when the majority of Jewish caravans carrying fruit bowls. Fruit bowls? That must mean we're on Daf Tezvav, Tu B'Shvat, fruit. It was a dark day when the majority of Jewish caravans carrying fruit bowls rolled into the town with the majority of Jews, for a young girl was violated, which reminds us of Yeshua ruled that a young girl who was violated was permitted to marry Kohen because the incident took place when the majority of the town had good yichus and the majority of caravans coming to the market were Jewish. Therefore, there were 2 majorities. The Gemara concludes that Ma'ilas B'Yuchsin, the rabbi set a high standard in yichus cases regarding a Kohen, and in a case of a suffolk, whether someone is fit for the kahuna, 2 majorities are required. So it was a dark day when the majority of Jewish caravans carrying fruit bowls rolled into the town with the majority of Jews, for a young girl was violated. And then someone threw a heavy fruit bowl into a group of 9 Jews and 1 Nachri and killed a Jew, which reminds us the source for Kol Kavu Kamechsel Maxodami is the pasuk regarding a murderer, Ba'arav Lo Bakamalav, and ambushes him and rises up against him. And it was taught in the base midrash of Rabbi Yannai, Prat Lazorik, Evan Lago, that the pasuk is coming to exclude from capital punishment one who throws a stone into a group of people consisting of Jews and Kananim and he kills a Jew. The Gemara clarifies that the pasuk is needed in the case where there are 9 Jews in the group and 1 Kanani. The person who threw the rock is not killed because Davei Kanani Kavua Vakol Kavua Kamaxal Maxadami. The Kanani is considered stationed in place, Kavua, and any suffix relating to something Kavua is treated as having a probability of 50-50. So it was a dark day when the majority of Jewish caravans carrying fruit bowls rolled into the town with the majority of Jews, for a young girl was violated. And then someone threw a heavy fruit bowl into a group of 9 Jews and 1 Nachri and killed a Jew, right next to where a little baby was found abandoned inside a fruit bowl. Which reminds me, we learned that if one found an abandoned child in the city, if Rova the residents are Nachrim, he's a Nachri and can be fed Nevelos. If Rova the residents are Jews, he's a Jew regarding Hashavas Aveda, returning lost objects. Maxal Maxi Yisrael, if half the residents are Jews and half are Nachrim, he is treated as a Jew with regards to damages, such as paying half damages for a Tam. So once again, it was a dark day when the majority of Jewish caravans carrying fruit bowls rolled into the town with the majority of Jews, for a young girl was violated. And then someone threw a heavy fruit bowl into a group of 9 Jews and 1 Nachri and killed a Jew, right next to where a little baby was found abandoned inside a fruit bowl. All right, now it's time for our 4 Blabach Hazara. Daf Yadov. So the Simran Daf Yadov is stars like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The happy young Ger lying in his bed looking up at the shining stars in the sky. Stars? That must mean we're on Daf Yadov. The happy young Ger lying in his bed looking up at the shining stars in the sky while holding a picture of the Beis Din that converted him. Which reminds us, Rav Huna said, Ger katan matbilin oso al das Beis Din. In the case of a katan that converts, we immerse him in a mikvah on the understanding of Beis Din. Rashi explains that when the katan does not have a father, a Beis Din can serve in his father's place, enabling the child to convert through them. Rav Huna is coming to teach us that it's a schus for a young Ger to convert, and it's only for an adult, the Tam Tam the Isura, who has tasted the taste of Ister, that conversion is not a schus. So the happy young Garrett lying in his bed, looking up at the shining stars in the sky, while holding a picture of the basin that converted him, was shocked when his older sister stormed into the room and declared she was going to renounce her conversion. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yosef said regarding minors that convert, Higdilu Yehoin Limchos, when they get older, they may renounce their conversion. Rashi explains that this then applies even in the case where the child converted along with his father. Gemara clarifies that once she becomes an adult for one moment and does not renounce her conversion, she's no longer able to do so. So the happy young girl lying in his bed looking up at the shining stars in the sky while holding a picture of the basin that converted him was shocked when his older sister stormed into the room and declared she was going to renounce her conversion after being injured by a young boy's piece of wood, which reminds Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Katan Habal HaGadola, Asa Mukas Eitz, a minor boy who has relations with an adult female renders her a Mukas Eitz. Rashi explains that even though a bia of a minor is not a bia, it's no less than an inserted piece of wood in terms of rupturing her basulim. Therefore, according to the Chachamim, she'd only receive a ksuba of a mana and she would be forbidden to a kohen gadol who must marry a basula. Shmuel disagreed and said, A Mukas Eitz, but baser, there's no such thing as a Mukas Eitz caused by flesh. If such relations do not render her a non-basula, they also do not make her a Mukas Eitz. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simur Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers from Yehuda, 12 brothers, that must be one Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers from Yehuda eating with their new brother-in-law, who told them to not even try to make a tinus basulim, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ha'ocha Eitzel Chamib Yehuda Shalob Eidim. If one eats in his father-in-law's house in Yehuda, after Kedushin without aiding that he did not have yichud with the Kala, he could not make a claim of Tanis Basulim because it was the Minag in Yehuda that he has yichud with her during these visits. The Gemara infers from the fact that the Mishnah stated, if one eats, that there are places in Yehuda where one does not eat in his father-in-law's house during the period of Kedushin, and therefore, a chasin in those places could bring a Tanis Basulim. So the 12 brothers from Yehuda eating with their new brother-in-law, who told them to not even try to make a Tanis Basulim, were showing him that the Ksuba mount to marry the Basula sister was the same as one for an Almana Bas Kohen, which reminds us there were two takanas made for the ksuvah of a Bas Kohen Almana. When the Kohanim saw people were still divorcing the Almanas and the amount was not a deterrent, they raised the amount to 200 zuz. But when they saw people choosing a Bas Yisrael Basua for that amount, they lowered it back down to a mana. So the 12 brothers from Yehuda eating with their new brother-in-law, who told him to not even try to make a tinus basulim, were showing him that the ksuvah amount to marry their basua sister was the same as one for an Almana Bas Kohen. When their sister rushed in to tell her chazan that she was certain that his field had just flooded. Which reminds us, the Gemara wanted to compare the case of one who marries a woman and does not find her basulim, and she says, Mishurastani na'anasti, nistachav ha'sadehu, after you were mekadosh me, I was violated. And this is the case of the buyer's field was flooded, to a case where one said to the other, you owe me a mana, and the other one says, I don't know. Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna said he is chayev, bari b'shema, bari adef, and Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan said he is pater, ukim amana b'chazos mari. We let the money remain with its current owner. The Gemara answered Rav Nachman could say that his view is in accordance with Rav Gamliel, for Rav Gamliel only believed the wife because of a migu, for she could have claimed she was a mukas eitz, but there was no migu in the loan case. Alternatively, Rav Gamliel holds we keep the woman in her chazaka of being a basua, whereas in the loan dispute, the plaintiff has no chazaka. Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simur Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The overly zealous bar mitzvah boy, that must be more on Daf Yud Gimel. The overly zealous bar mitzvah boy who saw a woman speaking with a man and brought basin to see for themselves, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states regarding basin, they saw an unmarried woman speaking with someone and they asked her, what's the nature of this man? And she replied, Ish poni v'kohenhu. He's poni and he's a kohen. Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Eliezer say, Ne'emenes, she's believer. Rabbi Yeshua says, we do not live by her mouth. Ella, she has a chazak of having relations with a nasan or a mamzer until she brings proof to her claim. The Gemara brings a halachos regarding what is meant by speaking. Ziri says, Nistra, it means she was in seclusion with him. And Ravasi says, Nivola, it means she had relations with him. A pasuk is brought to show that speaking is a euphemism for having relations. So the overly zealous bar mitzvah boy who saw a woman speaking with a man and brought basin to see for themselves had his friends take out the ruins in the city and ruins in the field, which reminds us, the Gemara brings several challenges to Ravasi's position, was stated in a brisa. They saw her enter with a man into a secluded place, a ruin, and they asked her, what's the nature of this man? According to Rav Asi, who holds speaking as having relations, what's the need for two cases? The Gemara answers that the Braisa is speaking of two types of ruins, churba de masav or churba de dabra, the ruins in a city and ruins in a field. If the Braisa only brought the case of ruins in the city, we'd say that this is a case where Gamliel believes her, since robed men in a Jewish city are fit for her. And if it only taught the case of a ruin in the field, we'd say that perhaps it's only there Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, but in a Jewish city, he would agree. The Gemara eventually refutes Rav Asi's position. So the overly zealous bar mitzvah boy who saw a woman speaking with a man and brought Beis Din to see for themselves had his friends take out the ruins in the city and ruins in the field and hoped to hear that Beis Din would rule that her daughter is pasul despite her mother's chazaka, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan said to the ones who rule that she's fit, referring to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yezer, they rule her daughter is fit as well. And according to the one, Rabbi Yeshua, who rules her pasul, he rules her daughter's pasul as well. But Rabbi Lazar says, L'divraya makshaba posul babita, to the one who rules her fit, he rules her daughter's pasul. Rabbi said that Rabbi Lazar's reason is that it's well that her mother is fit, for she has a chazaka of kashrus, but her daughter does not have a chazaka of kashrus. Daf Yadal. So the simmer Daf Yadal, it is a hand, and we often use a juggler. So here goes. The Alman is Issa juggler, who was careful to check the yichas of her dough before her show, which reminds us of Bias Rabbah if Rabbi Yeshua really said that a woman is not believed to say she had relations with the kosher man to permit her to marry a Cohen. From Mishnah 80 is taught that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser testified, Alman is Issa she kasher kohuna, regarding an Alman of a person with a suffix status, meaning an Alman of a suffix halal, that she's permitted to marry into the kohuna. We see from here that Rabbi Yeshua permits her to marry to the kohuna, presumably based on her chazaka that she was permitted to marry a Cohen before this marriage. Rabbi said to Abai that the cases do not compare. Hasim isha nises bodekas v'nises. There we say that a woman who marries first checks her husband's yichus and then marries. But here, when a woman acts immorally, does a woman first check the man's yichus before acting immorally? So the Almanis Issa juggler, who was careful to check the yichus of her dough before her show, was about to do a double suffix act with her son, which reminds us, Rava points out that the same Mishnah contradicts Rav Gamliel's position. Rava answers that there are no contradictions. Regarding Rav Gamliel, Hasan Bari Hachashema. In our Mishnah, the woman is Bari, about whom she had relations with. Whereas here, with the Almanah to the suffix halal, her claim is only a Shema. And regarding Rabbi Yeshua, Hasim Chad Sveika, Hacha Trei Sveika. In our Mishnah, there's only one Suffolk, whereas here there are two Sveikas. Rashi explains that in the Mishnah's case, there's only one Suffolk whether the woman had relations with a fit man. In the case of Adias, the mother of the deceased Cohen was a Suffolk herself, and this widow of her son is a second Suffolk. So the Almanis Issa juggler, who was careful to check the yichus of her dough before her show, was about to do a double suffix act with her son, when a commotion erupted because the suffix halalim could not be recognized in the crowd. Which reminds us, we have a brice with various opinions regarding what is an Almanis Issa, and concludes Yisrael recognizes the mamzerim among them, but they do not recognize the halalim among them. All right, now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we discuss the status of an abandoned child, whether the child is considered a Jew or a Nachri? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 2. Which of the one that Yisrael recognizes the Mamzerim among them, but they do not recognize the Chalalim among them? That's on daf Yedalad. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you mind the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that a ksuba for a basula is a deraisa, and it's learned from the pasuk kesef yishkol kamohar basulos, and the ksuba of an almana is a deraban, that's on daf Yud. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you have the case where the kala says she was violated and your field was flooded, and it's not necessarily like the loan case, that's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 5. Which of the one that one reason Bathsheba was not forbidden to daven Melech is that Uriah gave her a get, al tanai, when he went to war. That's on daf Tes. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we have a Malkokas whether a minor who has relations with a gadola makes her into a mukas eitz? That's on daf Yidolov. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have the Rabbi Shua holds that a woman who was violated is mutter to marry a Cohen when there is two majorities? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 8. Which of the when the Rav said there is no contradiction with Rabbi Yeshua. In the Mishnah, there is one suffix with a woman who acted immorally, whereas with the Almanis Issa, there are two sveikos. That's on daf Yedad. Good. Number 9. Which daf is Malchus whether the daughter is pasul despite her mother's chazaka of being permitted to a Kohen? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good number 10. Which means when the Kol Kavul Kamexel Maxodami is from the Pasuk regarding a murderer and was coming to exclude a case where someone threw a rock into a group of 9 Jews and one Kanani and killed a Jew. That's on Daf. Tezvav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.